Yo, what's up, good people? Y'all already know what time it is. It is your friendly Apex Alpha, and this is the Alpha Grind. So, you know, last week we were talking about toxic and just how to evaluate it around you in the world, in the environment, friends, family, food. It's a whole bunch of ways to look and observe and perceive toxicness. So with today's episode, we've looked out. Let's look in. I mean, that toxicness within yourself. Let's look at that. So I've been talking with my some of my connections, my clients, my leaders, my mentors. I've been talking to a whole wonder of people. So you all know that we got e-learning going on right now for a lot of students, whether it's, you know, really young youth or really old students. And a lot of things that I've been hearing as recently with a lot of young people, they don't like it, and that's understandable. That's totally understandable. There's going to be a lot of things in life that we don't like, but when we are faced with circumstances that we have to, you know, deal with, like there's no option or choice, we have to adjust. And just like, you know, with the job, if you're not able to adjust, then you're not going to make it in that job. You have to do the thing, same thing for yourself. You have to adjust in order to grow. You have to adjust in order to exist and to stay relevant and things like that. When you become that person that, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, that's when you become, you know, obsolete. Don't nobody need you anymore. Don't nobody want you anymore. Things like that. So with this episode, you're going to evaluate the toxicness inside of yourself, and you're either going to use it to your benefit or you're going to obliterate it as a whole. So before we get into that, let's go ahead and knock out the mantra. Today's mantra is I can, I will, I must. You already know we've done this before. We did in the other podcast. This is just a very, very powerful mantra because you're speaking things into existence. So once again, I can, I will, I must, I can, I will, I must. And the way to utilize this mantra, let's just say positivity. I can be a positive person. I will be a positive person. I must be a positive person. I can be successful. I will be successful. I must be successful. And it's constantly speaking those things into fruition, those things into your existence. And if you're not a biblical person, you're a universal person, you're bringing these things into your universe. You're speaking positivity into your universe. So that's going to be the mantra for right now. But yeah, so I was talking just to some of my people about toxicness, and they even admitted themselves, like, yeah, I'm toxic. Like, they like toxic stuff. They like all this type of things, but they want things to be different. And it's the same. It's one saying that goes. It's like, how can you expect change if you're still doing the same thing? Like, how can you really expect something to change? If you want $1 million, but you're not changing your spending habits, why do you expect to still get $1 million? If you're broke right now and you want to have some money inside of your savings account, but you're out here splurging on shoes or clothes or technology or unnecessary food instead of cooking something for yourself, things like that, how do you expect to build a savings? Like, you will not get to your goals with the same things that you've been doing in the past. You have to do some new things. And that includes changing your mindset. If you don't change your mindset, then how will you ever be in a more successful spot than you're already in? And that starts with yourself. That starts with you. This one is going to be completely about you and what you think about yourself, what you feel about yourself. I know there are some people that don't like their image. Image is very important. But the thing is, no one, and this goes for relationships, no one will love you or really understand you until you do it for yourself, until you appreciate yourself. So stop talking toxic, talking bad about yourself. You're a beautiful person. You have a beautiful mindset. You have a beautiful spirit. And even if you don't, you can work on it. And that's what this is about. This is about working on it. Say, for instance, you know, you are mean, or could be a real butthole at some times. That's okay. But what's not okay is staying that way. So you just choose to make that change. Be like, okay, yeah, I'm a real butthole. I could be really anal sometimes, but I'm working on it. You know, I went over, I was talking to one of my people that I mentor, and I'm like, it's okay to feel however you feel, but you need to control how someone else is making you feel. And then once you realize how a person is making you feel because of, you know, just the way that you are, you're able to have more control over that particular subject. So we've talked about, you know, the surface things, the mental things. Let's talk about the, you know, some occupational things. Like, say, for instance, you don't like your job or you don't like school. That's okay. But saying it constantly, oh, I hate this job. Oh, I hate going to school. Oh, I hate this class. Oh, I hate this life, blah, 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 all this negativity. Okay, we get it. But what are you going to do to get yourself out of that situation? Like, a lot of times people complain so much about what they're doing and where they're at. But the real question is, what are you going to do to change it? Because otherwise, you just, you know, you're wasting your oxygen complaining on something that you don't even plan on leaving. Like, if you had a job and you've been here for 10 years and you're not ready to leave, but you keep complaining about the job, what are you complaining for? Apparently, you're accustomed to whatever you don't like. Change it. Realize what you don't like and change it. And if whatever you don't like isn't willing to change for you, move around. No one is meant to be. Well, no one has to be, I should say, at one job. I just recently settled down to one job. And this can go into a whole fathom of matters. It doesn't just have to be that one thing. You have options. And don't let no one else try to take your options from you, because they have options. So, you know, that's, once again, that's getting toxic airy things from around you, but also realizing inside yourself you can change. You can change your environment. You can change anything that you want to. All right. So, you know, today is a self-reflection. Reflect on yourself. Figure out, you know, what's some things that you say that's negative, and try to change them for the better. It doesn't have to, you know, like, change immediately, but just try to start doing something progressively. Like, that's the whole goal. Just start to make a progression. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You wasn't made in, you wasn't made in a day. You know, it took some time to make you. Might even took multiple tries to make you. But the thing is, the greatest things that are achievements were not done in a short amount of time. It takes investment. And time is one of the most valuable investments that we have. So we have to be wise about how we invest it. Invest into positivity, not negatively. Invest into others so they can invest back into you. You have to control yourself, your surroundings, and what you put out into the world. All right. So for today's quote, it says, "Don't give in to cynicism. It is a toxic spiritual state." And this was by C. Brooke. I think it was Corey Brooke, I believe. But cynicism, I had to confirm the definition myself, but cynicism is basically like negativity. Do not put yourself into a negative state. Like, we do have negative moments, but let that moment be a moment. A state is an elongated period of time that you would be set inside of something. Give yourself 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes to, you know, cope with, deal with, let out whatever issues or anger or discretion that you're having. But then, you know, come back, evaluate, figure out how you could, you know, move forward from the situation. All right. So just a couple of announcements still. We do still have the Children's Hospital fundraiser going on, and that's going to go on to November 7th. Thank you for everyone that's donated so far. The goal is to get to $1,000 by November 7th, and if you would like to donate, you can do that by going to Wolf Hulk Gaming altogether, and it's wolfhulkgaming.com. The words are all together once again. And then also every Sunday, if you like to watch video games or not, you can also find my Twitch link on wolfhulkgaming.com, and every Sunday I do giveaways. And then also from the first five episodes, I still have giveaways too, if you go listen to those and do the keyword on social media. So all my social media is on wolfhulkgaming.com, and you know, tag me inside of your comments, your posts, your likes, dislikes, what you would like me to talk about, things like that. And also, please share the podcast, you know, with friends, families, enemies. The goal is to help the whole entire world, one person at a time. And the only way that I can achieve that goal is with you. So hopefully this information has helped you today. Thank you for listening, and Apex Alpha out. Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.